Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. And this is music from White, a new work which will premiere at Boston Calling Music Festival this weekend. But of course, we have a bit of a twist here. There won't be a rock band on stage during the premiere, but four dancers from the Boston Ballet. And here to tell us more about that is Radio Boston's Zoe Mitchell. Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Jamie.
So on Saturday, you walk into the music festival and you see ballet? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, so this is the 10th Boston Calling, and it's the first time they've had just dance on stage. But it actually makes sense. You know, Boston Calling, like all other music festivals, has become about more than just the music. Mm. There's comedy, which draws in some big names. Last year, they featured Pod Save America and a film festival by Natalie Portman, curated by her. So they've been experimenting with different things.
Sort of reaching out, touching new audiences. So this year, you know, as we mentioned, they're introducing Boston Ballet. And I should say that Boston Ballet is a financial supporter of WBUR. But the ballet will perform four times on two different stages. What are they performing?
Yeah, a variety of stuff, but I think the music will fit in nicely at Boston Calling. There's a piece set to R&B artist Khalid Tit's song, Location, and two original works. And White I found particularly interesting because of the concept and the team behind it. It's by Sage Humphreys, a choreographer and an artist with the Boston Ballet. She's just 21 years old, wow. And she describes the piece as listening to rock music and like having it come to life.
Okay, but a rock and roll inspired ballet piece, what does that even look like?
So it's a new spin on two classics. You got classical ballet set to original music that weaves together four iconic songs from the Beatles, hence the title, White, the White Album by the Beatles. All the music is by Sage's brother, Michael Humphreys, of the band Future Self. And here's a little bit of Michael singing some of the music.
Now somewhere in the Black Mountain hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky pretty, didn't like that.
Pretty cool, right?
You yeah.
Know, I kind of like it.
Bobbing
funky.
Your head there.
Yeah. And, you know, ballet, it's mixed with popular music before. Pop star Sia's collaborated with a ballet dancer. Past work from Kanye West has featured ballerinas. But in all those instances, ballet is kind of in the background or in addition to the music. And what Sage is really trying to do is make ballet the centerpiece. And I actually spoke with her at Boston Ballet's studio about what that really means for the art form.
This is an opening for ballet because ballet also needs to evolve with the times. It's such a classical art form that, you know, was created so many years ago, and the classics are always relevant. But if you can take those classical elements and modernize them, then you're able to have longevity with an art form. So I think that it's very important for this industry to modernize and move with the times. And it's also amazing that people going to listen to music are going to discover something that they weren't expecting to see either.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of modernizing with the story, right, you're kind of trying to tell a pretty modern story with the movement and your dancers and their costumes. Can you tell me what that story is?
My inspiration for the piece was my brother and I just growing up listening to rock together, just in our living room jamming out, having jam sessions with my family. And that feeling of just kind of home base, that's what this type of music always brings me back to. So I wanted the feeling of even the choreography to be kind of chill, kind of homey, kind of reminiscent of a simpler time. But then you're listening to these songs and you're like, wait, I know this song, but I don't know this song at all. So I wanted the dance to also reflect, like, you know, this is ballet, but it's also something I've never seen before.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when I originally came here, like, hearing the music, it kind of wasn't what I expected. Like, when I heard Rock and Roll Tribute, I thought it was going to be a little bit more straight up rock and roll, I guess. And I actually appreciated the Rocky Road and the Obla Di, how it kind of has this, like, ephemeral feel, and you can hear what's happening. And you recognize the you know, those iconic moments, but it's just reinterpreted for a new, you know, in a new way and for a new audience, like
yeah.
You're saying, right?
Wow, I'm so I'm so honored that you were able to pick that up, because that's exactly what I was going for. The music process was really all Michael's genius, you know, to take these iconic songs and then kind of rethink them. That's a huge task, because it's like taking a classic piece of art and saying, I'm going to go and redo it. So I think that he was able to recreate the songs in a way that does honor to the old music, but also completely reintroduces it to a new audience that maybe didn't grow up listening to the Beatles.
Yeah. So I was thinking earlier today about other times when dance has been kind of incorporated with rock and roll in different ways. And what came to my mind were things like the American Idiot musical by Green Day. And like there's a High Fidelity musical, apparently, just like those kind of performances. And I feel like that idea of combining dance and rock isn't necessarily a new one, but ballet kind of feels new to me, but I guess I would just be interested, why set ballet to this type of music? You know, why did you want to take it in this new direction?
Because they contrast each other, because it's two extremes, because you have a bass drop in Oblah D, and then you have choreography that you would see in like the Nutcracker at the same time. How completely contrasting are those things, but how beautifully they actually go together. That's not something that you would initially ever think of. It wouldn't be the first thing that comes to mind when you're thinking of like a hip-hop music video. You're thinking hip-hop, but ballet is such a stark contrast to that, that I think it has a shock factor to it. And that's just the way that I see the world.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
That's Boston Ballet's Sage Humphrey speaking with Radio Boston's Zoe Mitchell, and she's still here with me. Zoe, thank you for bringing us that delightful little report there.
Thanks so much, Jamie.
Stay with us. Coming up, former Vermont Governor Madeleine May Cunin on her life in politics. I'm Jamie Bologna, and this is Radio Boston.
Oh, your life. You've been only waiting for this moment to arrive.